Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
KNC Masterpiece right here, God, on 105.3 The Fan as we move into hour number five from the 214 Drive and Ride Share with Peace-a-thon. Hour number five from another 214. You guys have been in my ear hole since 6 a.m. Still rolling from the 469. Checking in for hour number five from the 214. Woody here, boys. Hour number five. Let's go. And we're going to bring on the Woolly Bully, but I really wanted to hammer home something first.
Hammer.
105.3thefan.com/peace-a-thon if you're listening and you want to look where to go. We've also been sending people the links that have been texting in to get to the auction. But I want to remind everybody, you can donate as well.
What?
So we're raising all this money for a great cause, My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charities. You can hit that donate button. It's right to the right side of the page. So if you're looking at any of the auctions, if any of them are out of your price range, or you're just thinking, hey, I want to donate some money as well, you can do all of that. Donate, donate, donate. We have all kinds of incredible auction items, but we would love for some folks to be donating as well. That would be phenomenal. Now, we bring in Zach Wolchuk. Welcome.
Woo! Let's do it, boys.
I like it. I like it. Now,
dude, he brings the energy that Marty brings, man, huh?
Hell yeah.
Except, do you think he likes Derek?
I think he does.
I love Derek. I missed him so much.
Yeah.
I missed you.
You know, they really bonded whenever we took Derek to California with us.
But you got the sense that Marty didn't like Derek, right?
They sound like they have some beef. Something must have gone down. And I'd love to hear the story one time, but they had some friction.
You know
it's
what?
It's kind of like when Tolleson comes on with us.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's the most amazing thing in the world. Real quick.
Everybody I bring out the best of everybody. You know?
Yeah, sure you bring the something out.
You sure do.
Wait, can I say one thing real quick?
No, you can't. Okay, package 76 and package 78. Then I'll go to you. Somebody bought package 77, the Wyatt Langford autographed jersey, for $360. There was a bidding
that's a
war
big
for that.
Package.
On the either side of that, 76 and 78 are other Wyatt Langford autographed jerseys going for $90 and $110. So if you lost out on one of those, bid on one of the other ones. Now, Derek,
what would you
like to say?
No, I just wanted to bring up, because I know Thanksgiving's tomorrow. There's probably going to be people that are panicking trying to get a turkey and all that stuff. So I wanted to throw out, there's two spots that I wanted to mention to help out. They said if you go in there, just tell them that I sent you. You got Nick and Sam's. Thanks to the chef, Sean's buddy, Samir.
They don't get along anymore.
Yeah, they're not friends anymore.
They had a falling out.
Okay, I think you're messing with me.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, well, still, okay, my buddy.
We love him, though.
Yes, my buddy. Well, Nick and Sam's, go check that out. And
the we other all one, like Samir better than Sean.
Yeah, so no, everybody knows that.
And then also Outpost 36, which is out in South Lake, if you need some meat, barbecue, whatever you need as well, they're going to be out helping out as well. So wanted to throw that out there because I know people are going to be kind of panicking for tomorrow if they don't have anything. Don't worry. They got you covered.
Nice. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Super freaking cool. Now, we started this, obviously, with brought us some. Wanted to scout the Chiefs. And the first thing I kind of wanted to talk about with y'all is fourth quarter and overtime for the Chiefs in the Colts game. How important was that? Because you went from last year Chiefs 11-0 in one score games. This year they were 0-5. How important was it for that fourth quarter and that overtime for the Chiefs to show that they can come back and they can win a one score game?
I mean, it was season saving.
I'm with you.
Mean, like, I don't think that they have any doubts that they're capable of doing it. They've still got so much of that core that, you know, set a record for one score wins a year ago. I think anytime you have Pat Mahomes, he's kind of set that standard where you don't think you're ever out of the game and you can always come back and win it. But this year, it has felt different. They're not quite as good at the line of scrimmage. They've dealt with some injuries on the offensive line. I think Chris Jones is starting to show some age.
And you're going to see that no Trey Smith on Thursday.
And that's huge. I mean, Trey Smith is one of the best guards in all of football. And I think Kingsley Suamataia, who I liked coming out of BYU, he was a left tackle. I thought maybe he should play right tackle, but they've kicked him inside. He's a bit of a slow-footed player. So I think this matchup really does bode well for Kenny Clark, Osa, Quinn and Williams to be able to get after Patrick Mahomes. And my hope is, ideally, it's a lot like you saw in the Super Bowl, where Milton Williams took over that football game. And anytime Patrick Mahomes is dealing with pressure right up the middle, the best quarterbacks, even Tom Brady,
yeah,
that can wreck a football game.
Now, you just brought up something that I think is really interesting. I would love if you could expand on this, if possible, because you do a lot of scouting leading into the draft as well. The foot speed of an offensive lineman and the difference that it could make if you're playing at the tackle versus the interior of the offensive line.
Yeah, well, look, if you're at the tackle position, obviously, that's when you're going to – the lateral ability, you're going to have to be able to kick out wide, maybe push an edge rusher wide of the quarterback. Inside, you're looking at a guy that's going to be pulling out in space, right? So, like, a good athlete like what you have with Tyler Smith, with Tyler Booker – that was a knock on him. He was a guy that was slow to get to his spots. When you're talking about foot speed as an offensive tackle, I think I'm looking at more lateral movement.
Yeah.
As a guard, I'm looking at a guy, can he pull, get out and run, get to his spot, be able to go from end to end, left to right, in a quicker movement there. But Kingsley Suamataia is just a big body, right? He's just a guy that doesn't – he's top heavy. He's stiff, and he doesn't really have fluidity in that lower half that you're looking for, where with a guy that can be able to sink his hips and move and glide in a sense. So he's a little bit of a guy that labors a little bit.
Was it Tyler Smith that had the spear on Max Crosby late in the game the other night? Like, it was a free shot at Dak, and out of nowhere, I think it was Tyler Smith, came out of nowhere.
Him and Booker got after it a lot too, but yeah, I think Tyler Smith did get a good shot at him.
Yeah, man, and this that trio in the middle, we needed them against Philadelphia, and that's very nice against Chris Jones. That's going to be a lot of fun to see, you know, where he's lining up, how he's fighting and battling with those guys up front.
Now, we're going to bring in another person as part of our what's feeling like a Cowboys Power Hour.
One of my favorite guests.
All of the sudden.
In the world.
We have got Dallas Cowboys sideline reporter, newsbreaker extraordinaire, Christy Scales. Although I will point out, I said earlier, sometimes I don't love it when you come on air, because I'm like, she might be about to tell us bad news.
Yeah, Babe Laufenberg calls me the IRS agent of Cowboys Radio, because when you report from the sideline during the game, probably 85% of the time it's bad news. It's probably going to be an injury report. But I am so surprised to run into you guys today. I stopped by RJ Dukes, you know, because it's important to have some extra spending cash, you know, to buy some holiday gifts.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I know that here, you know, it's more than the sports car. Cards, right? Yep. And I have quite a baseball collection myself. I don't want to brag.
Mm-hmm.
But as the world's number one Ryne Sandberg fan, the great Ryne Sandberg, I brought my autographed Ryne Sandberg jock strap here to see how much cash I could get. And, you know, and here you are, and now we got to talk Chiefs Cowboys.
Yeah, we put her to work straight away.
What's funny is, now, DJ Pridemore, he knows, a good family friend of ours, and knows my husband very well, has been to my house several times, and DJ can attest that I have maybe the world's greatest Ryne Sandberg collection. And I'm not joking about the autographed, whole room, and I'm not joking about the autographed jockstrap. Now, it is not game used. So, but what? I do have a pair of pants.
Where did you
I'm
get
pretty sure
that I hasten to say this. Where did you get that jock strap?
Actually, it was a gift. It was a joke gift from a very good friend, Gus Perrin. I worked with his wife, Denise, for many, many years at KVIL Radio. And Gus is a, you know, he's a real jokester and played golf with one of the members of the bullpen. Yeah. No, one of the relief pitchers for the Cubs. And so he was telling the guy, oh, my gosh, my wife's friend, coworker, is the number one Ryan Sandberg fan. And so Gus went to a sporting goods store, bought a jock strap, sent it to Chicago to his friend, and Ryan Sandberg signed it and returned it. And Gus gave it to me.
That's amazing.
Just to see me turn 87 shades of red. When he handed it to me.
That is a true athletic supporter right there.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. It feels like it was worth your trip up here just to hear that.
Well, that's a Mike Bassick joke right there, so I had to steal the Mike Bassick joke since he just showed up, too.
Speaking of, Mike Bassick is here. It's a happening. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you guys about, no, you're good, about the Chiefs.
What a transition back.
Yeah, is... I'm still afraid of the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have been afraid of success on the road this year. Mm-hmm. They have been awful on the road. They beat the Giants, good job, and lost to the Chargers, Jags, Bills, Broncos. They have the second worst road record in all of football. Don't listen to this part, Derek. Only ahead of the Cleveland Browns by half a game. And they're lumped in the category of Miami, the Jets, the Bengals, the Titans, and the Raiders. These are teams that have either already fired people or are having problems. What, I guess, have you noticed? I know it can be the opponents, but have you noticed a difference on the road where they have just been awful this year?
I don't know. I mean, I can't really say that there's anything that stands out. Their struggles offensively, they're just a team that doesn't get a lot of big plays. Xavier Worthy was brought in to try and stretch the field. He hasn't really been able to do that, and he's been banged up. Tyquan Thornton's really the guy that's been their big play threat. But, you know, Andy Reid kind of called out Patrick Mahomes for checking out of runs. You saw them actually have a commitment to running the football against Indianapolis. I think when you go on the road, sometimes the running game can be a really big factor for you. And at home, like, we know Arrowhead is one of the best home field advantages in the entire National Football League. Like, Christy can attest to that. She's been to all of these stadiums. Yeah. So I don't know that there's anything that really stands out as to why Kansas City has struggled on the road, but certainly they do have a massive advantage with the home crowd.
Well, and it's going to, if they get on a roll tomorrow, believe me, there are going to be a lot of Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes fans at AT&T Stadium tomorrow.
Similar vibe to the Eagles game? Because there were a lot
of Kelly Green jerseys because they were wearing those Kelly Green throwbacks on the field, and there were a lot of them in the stands. But got to shut them up at the end, so that was good. But and just a lot of Patrick Mahomes fans. I mean, you know, when they played here 8 years ago, they only come once every 8 years. It's an AFC team, and of course, Alex Smith was the starter back then.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has never played a game as a Chief at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, that was
Stadium.
The Tyreek Hill play, too.
Yeah. So, remember that?
Yeah,
that was right before at the end of the half. Yeah.
You were
Just real quick,
you were talking about how people love Patrick Mahomes. We have both a Patrick Mahomes autograph football and a Travis Kelce autograph football from the Hunt family.
Wow.
Right now on 1053thefan.com/peaceathon if you want to bid on said thing.
That is awesome. The Hunt family, they are so generous.
They are.
And what they do with FC Dallas and what Clark is doing with bringing the World Cup here and all the... anyway, love the Hunt family and the Cowboys and the Hunt family and the Chiefs. Of course, the Chiefs were the Dallas Texans, right? They played 3 years at the Cotton Bowl before moving to Kansas City. But I would just say one thing about the Chiefs' struggles, and I'll make it real quick. They are having trouble in the red zone. I mean, struggling a lot. So with the game against the Colts, they got into the red zone 6 times and only scored 1 touchdown.
Wow.
You know, had to settle for field goals.
Wow, that's...
4 field goals, lost a fumble, and 1 touchdown. Mm. And then if you just take it back, let's just look at the month of November, 13 red zone trips, which isn't that many for the Chiefs, a prolific offense in the past, only 4 touchdowns, 7 field goals, 2 turnovers, and 13 red zone trips.
How ironic is it that while their offense struggles there, their defense has been really good in the red zone. They've given up the 6th least amount of touchdowns in the red zone. And so, like, That makes a lot of sense about their offensive struggles, but it really looks like the defense has been there in terms of bailing them out a lot in terms of getting three versus seven put on them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, overall, beyond third downs, I mean, red zone, they're middle of the pack in third downs, but they've only allowed 21 touchdowns all year. So that they are the ones that are keeping them in the games, and they're fourth scoring overall, you know, just allowing just over 18 points a game. So I know some people were thinking this might be a more moderate scoring game, but I don't know. Thanksgiving, things just happen, like that Tyreek Hill play that Corey mentioned just a moment ago. I think it's going to be maybe a little more high scoring, not a shootout like, 40 points or something. But
can we all agree, win or lose, as long as it doesn't look anything like that Raiders game from a few years ago?
Oh, my gosh.
It was it 20 penalties for both teams?
It felt like it was that.
Okay.
I hated that
game.
So
I had the top 10 that I had prepared was the top 10 best Thanksgiving games of all time. That game made the list.
No.
That Cowboys-Raiders game.
That's the worst Thanksgiving game.
It was terrible.
Of all time.
And the amount of penalties in that game. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was like, I think it was Sean Hockley, Ed's son. He just wanted to take over the show. And the following day is when Eric asked the record-long question to Stephen Jones.
Oh, really?
So if we had it on the list, I was going to say, Alec, you just have that ready to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, we would have segued right into Eric asking Steven the 90-second
It was 90 question. Seconds long?
Yeah, I mean, it was like 96 seconds. I don't know. It might have been 126 seconds. It might have been 2 minutes and 6 seconds.
What a glorious response, though, by Steven, who doesn't always get the
jokes. I don't really remember all the things
goes,
you just
covered. You covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah, you covered a lot of ground. So, you know what I remember about that game, too, is super weird, is... You know, like if you ever set your DVR or whatever for a game like that to watch it back, is always add on some extra. I think I added like 30, 45 minutes, and it still elapsed before the game was over because of all the penalties. Because of that was an overtime game, right?
I do believe.
That game was the freaking worst.
Bad.
All right, if you guys are cool with it, let's continue the Cowboys talk, kind of Cowboys Power Hour happening here at RJ Dukes with Christy Scales. Zach Wolchuk is here. Derek Holland is holding it down as well. We will continue it next right here on the Fan.
Receiver in motion to the left. Prescott play action. Left side of the end zone. Right on the money to Ryan Flannoy. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We've been rocking and rolling with some Cowboys talk right here. And I know that was actually a passing highlight, but I wanted to focus in on the first thing that Brad Sham said right there. And I told Steven earlier in the season, I was like, hey, I know you don't always love our questions, especially when we disagree with you. but I want to let you know I was definitely super wrong about Javonte Williams. I thought when they signed Javonte Williams, that was just a giant give up for somebody who would take $2.5 million or whatever the
case
is.
Who was all over that one,
Corey
though?
Corey did not feel that way, and we definitely squabbled
about that a couple times.
I could not envision being happier with the job he's done thus far, both in terms of getting the tough inside yards, but still knowing that he has the potential to break things. You know, like that was one of the issues is sometimes when you get the tough yardage backs, you know they're never going to break off anything. But I feel like Javonte Williams has done a great job across the board this year.
Agreed. And what I noticed most from my vantage point on the sideline is just the yards after contact. I mean, he is constantly moving forward. And I think where stats lie, you can't trust him with a running back, because what Javonte has done is taken a 2-yard gain and turned it into a 6-yard gain. He's taken something where the defense has gotten some penetration and it should be a tackle for loss, maybe a minus 2, and he turns it into a plus 2.
Yep. Yeah.
And when the offense has been most effective, and this isn't just Cowboys, I mean, this is just football across the board, but you have to stay ahead of the chains, right?
Sure.
And not get in those long down and distances. When
the
Cowboys.
Can I pause you real quick?
Sure.
I'm so sorry. We talk about this all the time. We always have new listeners. How does that system look to you when you say you can't get behind the chains? Is it 2nd and 6, 3rd and 2 or 3? Like, how does that chunk out for you?
I would say more like 2nd and 7 would be long distance for me. You know, I think if you get 4 or 5 in the first on first down, that's good. Because if you're 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8, 2nd and 9, then probably more of a passing down, depending on where you are. You know,
sure.
on the field,
sure.
you know, if you know that you think it's going to be a 4 down, or if you're Ben Johnson or Dan Campbell on the Lions, then everything's 4 downs.
Well,
but
if you're Schottenheimer,
in the red zone,
we're not going to run.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're all frustrated by that, too.
Well, take the points.
Okay, all right.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Christy. I don't know. My show just all of a sudden decided that was totally cool. I didn't agree with that. Yeah, you take the points there. You've battled back from 21 down.
Exactly.
Let's take the lead and let your defense go ahead and close this thing out.
Because they look great.
Yeah.
I couldn't have, if you would have told Kevin from a month ago, no, you'll feel great about your defense, I'd be like, that's stupid. You're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, I didn't understand that either. But I also didn't understand leading up to it. Javonte gets you from the 8 to about the 1.5, and then you're like, now it's time to
stop being cute.
Yes.
It's like the Aggie game against South Carolina.
Dude.
You have this miraculous comeback, and then you run a gadget play.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I'd gone out to Las Vegas early, and you nearly had an accident on this strip down there, because I was like, oh my God, what are you doing?
The parallels in those games were pretty striking in terms of the comeback, and then the gadget play when you could have really created a cushion.
I agree with you 100%, Kevin. You know, hand the ball to Javonte.
Yeah.
Wow. He's delivered for you all year.
He's been fantastic. This is a league problem, though. Like, if you watch Carolina, San Francisco, the Panthers get that interception.
Yeah.
Right? They're inside the 10. You've got Rico Dowdle, who's been an absolute monster for you. Yeah. They're throwing the football, and what happens? Bryce Young throws an interception right back to San Francisco. Run the ball.
And then that led to Rico Dowdle with the shrug on Twitter.
Kind of got himself in trouble on social media, huh?
Yes.
But the other thing, one last thing about Javonte, and the thing is setting up the play-action pass. And Dak's quarterback rating on play-action passes is 143. Right? So you don't have to gain 100 yards rushing or 130 yards rushing in a game, but you have to make the defense respect the run so that the play action works for you, and then you can hit them over the top. And that's when they've been most effective this year.
And then pass protection.
Sure.
And I loved watching back the game where N'Kobe Dean rushes right through him and gets a sack early. That Pickens throw late in the fourth quarter to set up the game-winning field goal. N'Kobe Dean rushes again. Javonte Williams picks him up.
Yes.
Allows Dak an extra second to deliver the ball to George Pickens. Javonte Williams from a pass protection standpoint, which is another reason why, you know, I think Jaden Blue, they were nervous about him. Like, Blue, that wasn't a strength for him at Texas. And I thought when he did play in his first game, he showed an ability into the preseason that was better than I thought. And there's other elements, I'm sure Christy can attest to that, why Blue's not necessarily seeing the field. But Javonte Williams, from a pass protection standpoint, has been unbelievable.
Yeah, and so important against the Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo defense and the way that they try to disguise things. It's going to be a real mental challenge tomorrow, as well as the physical challenge.
How big of a deal do you think it is that Guyton won't be out there? Because on the flip side, it feels like, not that you want injuries, but if you told me you're not going to have Tyler Guyton, but they're not going to have Trey Smith, I'd be like, oh, okay, deal. And so, you know, like, that feels like a way bigger issue for the Chiefs than for the Cowboys.
Yes, but left tackle, you know.
That
would be the one thing. I mean, guard, obviously, so important to be stout up front and up the middle and all that kind of stuff, especially with the defensive tackles that the Cowboys now have. But, wow, you know, do you give Nate a little more help than you otherwise would with Guyton, and especially since they blitz and like to do different things? And so if that happens, then does that keep a Jake Ferguson in and not getting out in the route and kind of thing? So,
and I could be wrong on this. I guess I don't, at least as of yet, I haven't seen that big of a difference or drop to Nate. And so I think, and I think reasonable people might be able to disagree on that, but I guess I don't think there's that much of a drop right now.
Yeah. Well, he's had this will be his second start. He started against the Jets. That was a good game for the Cowboys offense and a lopsided victory there. So, yeah, I mean, your lips to God's ears, Kevin, you know, hope. They need it.
Yeah.
Especially tomorrow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're that close to God, huh? That's impressive, bro.
Besties.
I'm so proud.
That's what happens when you spread the word to Germans.
Yeah, organize peace a thon, you earn favor. More jewels in your crown.
You know, I was just thinking about that. Like, when we talked to Flula, I'm gonna have to tell him, like,
yes,
I went to Germany and I didn't necessarily.
You should give him your speech in German.
Oh,
you still have it?
It's in my book.
Let's go.
It's
going to be funny. He's
going to
go,
book.
That's actually not what you said, Kevin.
He's going to be like, oh, no. You said you guys are the worst. You're going to go lose the game. Now, I want to go back to the Chiefs defense, and you just talked about how good they can be at disguising their blitzes, their coverages, and everything like that. Are they in your top echelon of teams with their ability to disguise what they're actually going to do pre-snap?
I think so.
By reputation.
I think that the way that Spagnuolo uses his safeties, right? And it's going to be really interesting. But the thing is, with Dak, he's just about seen everything, right? And he's gone against Spagnuolo, you know, many times, what the Cowboys have, right? I mean, his time with the Giants, and then, of course, he learned under Jim Johnson and the Eagles and all that. So there's a long history of Schottenheimer, you know, going against and being familiar with that particular defense and what they're trying to do. So I can't wait. I think I'm so excited about tomorrow. And it's interesting because there are some media folks who think that this may be the most watched regular season game ever.
And I think
50 million, maybe.
I was going to say, I think it might be the most watched regular season game ever by a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I think the record is about 42 million, and that was the Cowboys and the Giants just a few years back.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Yeah, and so it's about 42, and there's some people who think it can hit 50, and you think about it. You have the two, right now it feels like, most marquee teams in the NFL, just in terms of name value. I'm not here to argue about who's
good. No, it absolutely is.
In the Cowboys. The Cowboys are clearly the number one needle mover in the NFL, but I think you can make a really strong argument that the Chiefs are number two. This time slot is always a huge draw. Then when you factor in, and I know people get annoyed about it, but it's a thing. If you factor in Taylor Swift to all of this, and like, I don't know if I think it's going to hit 50, but I think it's going to be like 47, 48, which would annihilate the previous record.
Christy, I presented a theory to my wife last night and to Kevin yesterday, and I don't know if Kevin accepted it as much as my wife did.
Were you in a jockstrap?
That's a great idea. I do love this idea. But we had Jerry on a couple weeks ago and asked about Taylor Swift, and he said they'll make sure they have the most luxurious chair in the entire stadium for her. This is a Chiefs game. Mm. Post Malone and her did a song together on her they did the Fortnite song. Mm. Do you think there's any chance that Post Malone goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift"?
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome.
The place would
be you would have 36 Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders faint right on the field there. No, that would be so exciting. No, actually, the rehearsal is this afternoon. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. At AT&T Stadium.
You're going to have eyes out there?
See? Breaking news.
So, hold on.
Let me just say that the DCC is not planning for that.
Ah.
Okay. All right. All
Zach,
right.
You can look up betting odds on Post Malone's set. So you
all righty.
Yeah.
Well, oh, well, I better not. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you definitely better not.
I'm under the gambling policy for the NFL, so I can't talk about the playlist.
In my mind, like Thanksgiving, the big...
Never mind.
Scoop's got it all.
In my mind, Thanksgiving, the hugest stage possible, and Jerry's like, absolutely, my stage is yours. It would be amazing. So somebody out there, just float the idea to somebody.
Yeah.
That's what
we'll do. Or you know what? While they're rolling out the stage, what I'll do is I will run up to wherever Taylor is sitting and hand her my wireless microphone.
I love it.
And if she wants to sing along, then we'd have it on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. That would be amazing.
And then what if she was like, also, Kalen Carson is probable to return the next round. I think that would be the greatest.
She's like, Christy, you have the most notes.
Yeah, I think that would be just absolutely amazing. Now, I know we were talking about the fun we were anticipating for tomorrow. When you think about where both of these teams are, this feels like a pivot game for both of them. We were just talking in the last segment, it honestly feels like the Chiefs might have saved their season with that fourth quarter comeback and then win in overtime against the Colts. The Cowboys are still in a position where they just don't worry about the standings. You just need to keep winning. How do you see this one playing out then? Because I know the Chiefs are favored, but we talked about their struggles on the road. And both of these teams, desperate team theory, I don't know, is at play here because like they are both in desperate need of this win.
Yeah, because you look at Kansas City and they're probably out of the division right now. Denver, I think, has got a stranglehold on that thing. And now you're playing for a wild card spot. You know, the Cowboys, unless you can get that Eagles collapse, which I am always fingers crossed that could possibly happen. We saw it 2 years ago. They were 10-0 and then absolutely crumbled at the end there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Cowboys were able to overtake them for the division, and they get blown out by the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs and eliminated. But to me, I think this one's going to be the line of scrimmage. And I think the Cowboys, and I said it on our show after the Eagles game, right now with their ability interior on both sides of the football, those three inside, Smith, Booker, Beebe, they can dominate, and they're nasty. And I don't think Chris Jones – now, he's coming off his best game, in my opinion, against Indianapolis. Maybe he's been saving this. I mean, he is a veteran guy that knows when, okay, this is when I need to turn it on. Maybe. This is Thanksgiving, big stage. Maybe it's a vintage Chris Jones-like performance. But I think the Cowboys have the opportunity, finally.
Yeah,
they are built
fan.
To bully you. And previously, I think some of these teams, especially on the defensive line, would get bullied. I think with Quinnen, with Kenny Clark, even the way Jadeveon Clowney's playing right now, Donovan Ezeraku against the run, I think they're going to get after it, and they're going to cause problems for Patrick Mahomes when it comes to pressure right in his face. I think I'm going to give the edge to Dallas here because of the way they're going to win the line of scrimmage in this game. I think it's going to be close. Like, I'm looking 26-24. This thing could come down to the final drive. The thing that's scary here is you don't want 15 with the ball
exactly.
last.
Right.
But I feel good about Dak. The Cowboys, Dak Prescott's the best quarterback in the two-minute drill in all of football this year. The Cowboys have scored the most going into half in the final 2 minutes and at the end of games in the final 2 minutes. Heck, they did it against the Eagles with the George Pickens touchdown, and then you get the game-winning field goal. So just don't allow Patrick Mahomes with a chance to win the game in the final minute. If you can avoid that, I like the Cowboys to hold on and win this one because I think they'll win the Battle of the Trenches.
Does that sound?
Yeah, no, I'll go with that. And you were mentioning Chris Jones, and we only play him once every 4 years. And that game 4 years ago up in KC, he had 3.5 sacks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know,
he was incredible,
but didn't have Tyler Booker back then, right?
And he slowed down
Tyler
a little
Smith.
Bit.
Yeah,
like
Chris, well, Chris but Jones. But he's yes. one of those players that rises to the occasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Thanksgiving Day on a national stage, yeah, I'm expecting that, but. Just looking at now, my cousin Ross is the actuary. I don't understand percentages and statistics and all this fancy math and stuff. But when you talk about what it means for these teams, Next Gen Stats, the chance to make it to the playoffs right now for the Cowboys is 9%. The Chiefs, 52%.
Wow.
Even though they're number 10 in the AFC right now, and only 7 teams go, they're at 52%. If the Cowboys win, beat the Chiefs tomorrow, Thanksgiving, it goes up to a whopping Cowboys percentage to get to the playoffs, 15%.
Oh, so
I'll take it.
So still,
yeah, I'll take
still
it.
A lot of, still a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
If they lose,
so
it's down to 4.
There's a chance.
If they lose, down to 4%.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, they really do need to. They need that win a lot too. If they win, their chance goes up to 61%. If they lose to the Cowboys, it's down to 35%. So, important for both teams.
Absolutely. Christy, thank you so much for not only all the info, but for coming up here.
We're not going to talk about the auction item?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a dinner with Christy?
Kevin,
story time with Christy's the best.
Goodness. Kevin,
that's
what do we got to do here? How do we do this? How do we accomplish this?
That's a great point. All
what
right.
What do we need to do?
We need to.
Dude, he effed this up bad.
I really did. Can you tell people about the auction package?
Yeah.
Shut up. That we have with the Star and Sidecar Social, because this was actually your suggestion.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And you helped us get the ball rolling. It's for 10 people.
Yes, we'll give you, I will personally give you a tour of the Star in Frisco, Cowboys headquarters. We'll work out the timing, make sure it works out, but bring 9 family, friends, whoever you want to bring, but a group of 10, and I'll take you on a tour of the Star and tell you the stories that the tour guides aren't allowed to tell, so we can go off script.
I like that.
Yes, and then we'll enjoy, depending on the date and time and whether it's lunch or dinner, but thanks to our friends there at Sidecar Social in the Star District, the Star in Frisco.
And they are very excited.
They are very excited. And, of course, if it sounds familiar, that's the home of the Cowboy Hour for the Cowboys. So, thank you to them for their lunch or dinner for 10, depending on the timing.
Ooh.
So I'd like to throw that in the hat as an auction item.
And you know it's a big deal because remember Marty, it's like 148. This is package 10. So, yeah, just,
but seriously,
dunk on Marty now.
Hey, thanks to Matt and the folks with Dallas Cowboys Tours at the Star for making this possible.
Yes.
The Star in Frisco.com/tours is how you learn about it. And you know, if you did this, just went online and booked a regular tour, it's $40 a person. Okay, so just to kind of put things in perspective, and then with Sidecar Social, I recommend the Texas Cobb Salad or the Berea Tacos. There's lots of really good menu options there. So please, it's for a great cause, My Possibilities.
And we got it and up Sandlot, to 10 people.
Up to 10 people. So excited
cool.
to do it.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank
You're
you
so
for
welcome.
Keeping my head in the game right there.
You
I
bet.
100% was going to drop the ball
yeah,
on that.
You dropped the ball in front of Christy.
Hey,
something I have not done yet. So.
I put all my energy into the Taylor Swift joke, and then I had nothing after that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's have some fun. Let's do some top three holidays.
Ooh.
Does Thanksgiving make the cut? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And before we even officially started this segment, from the 210, how the hell would Thanksgiving not make the top three? All right, we'll get to that. We bring in Mike Bassick to join the extravaganza as well.
Wow. Hey, Mike, I'm going to cut you off real quick. Mike, who do you play with as on your team on NBA Jam? Because you were over there just rocking the NBA Jam machine.
I played with the Golden State Warriors, so I was a little Run TMC.
There you go. That's a nice
Chris
one
Mullen
right
and Mitch Richmond, I believe. I don't think Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, they used to have, like, you'd have one sub, right?
Yeah,
but
think
that one, it obviously comes as an arcade. It's just Derek Harper and Derek Harper. That's when the Mavs were so bad. They're just like, you're just going to double up with Derek Harper here.
That's so funny. Now, I'm so glad you're here because I think you can have some fun with this. Let's do a little bit of top three here. 877-881-1053. What are your top three holidays?
Oh.
And does Thanksgiving make
I thought you were talking
cut?
About the top three wins for the Mavericks this year, you know, because you have about three to choose from.
Have you picked up on them anymore? Or not?
I occasionally watch them. Okay. When they take Cooper Flagg out of the game, I'm out of the game.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'll join in 10 more minutes to watch, like, the possible 3 years from now when the Mavs are good at basketball again.
Yes. And see, and I think I'm going to get crushed here because I do not have Thanksgiving in my top three holidays.
But I think it matters if you like the spread, the food spread, and you're not a big fan of sides.
Yeah.
Fixins.
Yeah, Mr.
And,
Rolls.
And like, oh, by the way, here, I'll show you the great Thanksgiving food bracket that's going to
It could be very different because I'm not voting this year.
And,
so
and
I'm
I,
out.
And for the first time ever, we're going to do a play in for the final two spots, but we took.
So does he get that vote?
I don't know.
We need me out of this.
Yeah, because he would get so
did
mad.
He say meow?
I still remember the
he
second
did.
Year
did
we
meow?
Did it
meow?
When it was ham
it.
Against macaroni and cheese in the finals, and you go, "What is this? The Easter finals?" And so I remember how mad you were. So for me, I don't really like the desserts either.
Okay, oh
and so
you don't
I
like nuts.
Yeah,
like
I told you I was gonna get crushed for that. So my top three are Christmas,
salty.
Halloween, and Easter. And so Thanksgiving doesn't make the cut for
okay.
me.
Okay.
And by the way, it's not fourth either.
I'll tell you what, those three are,
Fourth of July.
You know, you
fourth
throw
July.
In Christmas, Easter, religious holidays, then you throw in Halloween, the anti.
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Do you call it a fall festival?
Yeah, I no.
Okay.
I don't recognize the solstice or anything. I know for a lot of people it's religious. I'm just like, I like scary movies and candy.
Christmas for me is number one. I'll just throw out my number one.
You did get excited. I always your excitement for Christmas was always fun.
I used to love Thanksgiving a lot more when I was a kid because my family from Mississippi would come in and I wouldn't get to see my cousins and aunt and uncle. But that's changed over time. Would I put Thanksgiving number two? I think I might.
Ooh, okay.
I think I might put Thanksgiving number two.
Well, this is top three, though, Mike. So
you need a third one.
Number three, 4th of July.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I thought this was going to be a July.
Classic Mike thing where you didn't totally have all the information.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't know about the segment until we did it.
By the way, what do you think about the claim that the 2011 Rangers could have beaten the 2023 Rangers?
Okay, so.
Yeah, they'd have kicked their ass.
I think the 2011 Rangers is the best Texas Ranger team ever. Now, I will put them up against this, which is weird because you guys really screwed us over, Derek. I think the 2012 Texas Rangers might have been the best Texas Ranger team ever. 2012. It's just the last two weeks of the season, everything collapsed. I thought
Captain Give Up kicked in. And
I think I would agree with that. I didn't even think of that.
That team was on fire to start the season.
I was just trying to compare World
Series. Because you guys made
teams,
the playoffs, then made the playoff run, which is very tough because you got to get hot at the right time.
But, yeah, I mean, we did make the playoffs in 12, but we got
– Did the Orioles?
That's the Orioles one, yeah. With Darvish and
it's just all the momentum was gone. Whatever, September about 15th on.
Somebody lost the ball in the sun in Oakland. That was that was the problem
The blue eyes.
Yeah, it was tough. That was a tough one right there.
Was that the year that Hamilton batted like 350 something?
Yeah, in the first half of the season, he made his contract. Like, he had done everything he needed to do to get his contract for whoever he wanted. And he was like, all right, I'm going to swing at the first pitch all the time.
So you should put a ring on it.
I did it.
Now, that being said, the 2023 Texas Rangers, when you look at the overall season, you go, okay, they started off 40-20, then played 500 baseball, and you thought they have no chance in the playoffs. And then played great.
Yeah. They changed
their
mind.
That's the tough
on the road,
thing.
Though. But, okay.
True.
But think about this, because you've been in the locker rooms. Their locker room was not like the 2011 team. That's why I was using the comparison. How much do you think that camaraderie and chemistry plays into that?
I think it does, but for 1 month out of their lives there, it all came together. Yeah, I would pick the 2011 team for sure over the 2023 team. But the 2023 team, for that one moment in time, they created it up, and they came together.
So did we. But we just
– yeah.
I'm not – the way you said so did we. I wasn't laughing about Nelson Cruz's moment in the outfield, all
Why
right?
Why do you always do
he
this?
He thought that's what I was laughing about.
Gosh,
that's not what I was saying, though.
Man, all the time.
Maybe the top three should have been top three things Corey says that agitate people.
100%.
What are your top – what are y'all's top three?
I'll go
holidays?
Quick. I'm with Mike. It's literally the same thing. Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July.
Okay.
It's a time where you're with the family and stuff. Yeah. I think that's – I mean, now even looking back, you know – you got to remember the times where the other family was there. You know, they passed away. So it's like you got those memories. So
I like that. Zach?
Sorry, I had to get deep for a second.
Ooh, number one is Thanksgiving for me, 100%. I mean, it's like food, family, football. It's just, it's the best. Yeah, I love Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving as well.
Are they going to bring back football and Christmas again? Did they do it last year?
Possibly.
Yes.
So does that count too?
Yeah, I think Christmas.
I'm not trying to take away from that.
No. Christmaka for me.
No, wait a minute. I was getting ready to say sorry.
But I love Christmas. Like, I really do. It's kind of crazy. Like, as a kid that grew up Jewish, it's like you look and you're like watching through the window. Like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, can I be a part of this? Like, I love the Christmas movies. I love going and seeing all the Christmas lights. And then Hanukkah.
You can be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, I have experienced and gone to several friends' houses for Christmas, and it's been awesome. So, I mean, I think I'd put Christmaka at 3-2. I think I would go with the 4th of July. I would have Halloween in there when I was a single man. Now, not so much.
Interesting.
Papa Bear.
Yeah. St. Patty's Day, too.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day also gets a little wild.
Do you still wear your yarmulke?
Not outside of, like, synagogue.
Can we get you that in the what do they call it, the curls, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
just to grow the hair out? That's Orthodox Jewish.
Yeah, oh.
Okay. I'm just not that observant.
Okay. No, just checking. I'm going to roll Thanksgiving number one.
But I'll wear my yarmulke next time just for you.
Thank you.
I'll wear it over to the house whenever I can finally come over. I've been neutered.
That's
4th of July number two because my birthday is on the 1st, so I just extend my birthday to the 4th of July.
Okay.
And then Arbor Day because I'm a big tree guy.
What?
No.
What?
He read that in the Twitch chat.
I thought it was Earth Day.
I have not had the Twitch chat. No, it's Arbor Day.
They put
Day.
It in there like, oh, nobody has love for Arbor Day.
There you go.
What's Arbor?
Swaggy.
That's me.
I think it's where the ships come in.
That's
port.
A harbor.
Okay.
Oh, it's Ann Arbor.
That's right. That was like the tea when we threw the tea off.
No, it's Ann Arbor.
That was the Boston England. Tea party.
Hey, Kevin, we still have it. The chemistry's still there.
Why don't you fist bump him, Kevin?
The British are coming.
Fist out for a fist bump.
Kevin. We still got it, buddy.
He wants to fist bump you.
We still got it.
Thank you.
You don't do it. I'm going to hug
just
you.
Leave him hanging like that. I do not want to hug.
He needs to throw his headset again. Look, he's got his Wiener Schnitzel hat on.
That's right. I got my German hat on.
It's Germany.
Because we're going to have flu on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thanks for laying out on that.
Don't mention the war.
And Robert Tiffin is parking outside, Kevin.
This segment went well. What's next?
Did you say don't mention the war? You know, there was no part of you that was like, Flula, first question, Nazis.
What happened?
Yeah. Hi, buddy. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Noah.
Yes, Noah. Peyton will be here, but also...
Does he know how to read yet?
Mike, you're going to love this.
Okay. Noah, can you read yet?
We've got Stars Insider, Robert Tiffin.
You can write your
name.
It's
the AM, so coming up next, Breakfast at Tiffin's right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.